Soccer is a global game with global superstars, but like most sports, it has its ugly moments when it comes to race and culture. Which brings us to a soccer club in the German city of Mainz.
Matteo?
These children are playing for a very special amateur team. It's called FC Enta Baghdad. Translation, the Ducks of Baghdad. And the point is to take in players from all corners of the world and focus on social justice and Jewish history. And we have on the line the man who runs the club, Stefan Schirmer. Welcome.
Hello. Nice to be here. And thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you, Stefan. You recently won an award, the Obermeier Award, in the German parliament for your work fighting bigotry and raising awareness of Jewish culture. Your club has players from dozens of countries. And I want to start by asking you, what are the main ways a soccer club can focus on social justice and diversity?
Well, the reason is since our foundation, we stand for cosmopolitanism, tolerance, and respect. So origin, culture, skin color, age, religion, sexual orientation, and gendered identity are irrelevant to us. In addition to our commitment on the soccer field, after all, we are all passionate kickers, we are committed to combating bigotry of all kinds, such as anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, homophobia, and racism, and so on.
Hmm. And as you observe the players here, what do you watch them kind of taking in as far as Jewish history? I imagine there are many basics that your players don't know when they first come.
Yeah, that's right. And we also have many Muslim players from Middle East who have been told during their education in their home countries that Israel and the Jews are the enemy. So we have a lot of work to show them that a Jew is just a human being like you and I, and there is no reason for hating each other.
How do you work on the soccer field to reinforce these lessons? Do you have certain drills, or do you organize the teams in a certain way, or the uniforms? Help us understand how the football field is a delivery device for what you're trying to do.
First of all, we have integrated teams, so everyone plays with everyone. So they form a team with Muslims, with Jews, and with Christian people, so that the team spirit is the most important thing.
I want to ask you about one particular player on the team. His name is Shady Sharif, young man from Syria, and we have some sound of him to play.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shady. I am 27 years old. I was born in Syria, and because of the situation there, I came to Germany to build a new life. After 3 months, I was searching for a football team, and I found Enta Baghdad through my contacts. I wanted just to play a football game, but this football game changed my life forever. Because I met wonderful people there, they were like a family. They helped me to learn German language and to find a job, and the most important thing, to build myself again. Enta Baghdad is my family, and I'll be a part of them forever.
Wow, powerful, Stefan.
That's a very moving statement, yes.
What have you learned by observing Shady?
When I first met him, I think it was in 2015, when he came from Syria. He has had quite a history of fleeing his home country because he spent time on a boat on the sea, and they had to walk for several weeks through different countries. So I met a young man who was completely off the rails. When you talk to him, he couldn't really focus on your eyes. He just was looking around him, fearing for his life. And during the first 6 months when he was with our club, I could observe a development to, let's say, in quotes, a normal young man. So he started to speak to people, to communicate with people, to try to speak German. He The first smile I saw was after 3 months, and after 6 months, there was an open laugh, and he felt welcome in a new family, which we are always trying to give all to our members, that family spirit. He was actively working on rebuilding his life in Germany because he had lost everything.
Wow. And now I gather he's in his late 20s. He has graduated, as it were, from the youth team. Many people have come through this club in its five decades. What do they go on to do? What do you hope Shady will go on to do?
Just 2 weeks ago, I spoke to him, and we were just talking a little bit about his career, what he's doing right now. We were happy to find a place to work for him because he wanted to be an IT administrator. That was his dream. So we were looking for a company where we could integrate him. We had several discussions with that company, and he started working for them. And he was so good in that job that after 1 year in that company, he already was a team leader of 10 people who worked in that company for several years. So he really worked hard on his knowledge about the job, about the customers, and about the way to communicate with and to treat the customers and the colleagues and everything. So he was really, for him, a hard daily work for integration, and he succeeded, and that is a real success story for him.
Stefan, I understand you started to work for FC Enter Baghdad a year after its founding in the early 1970s. Tell us about what led to its founding in the first place.
Well, that was quite a funny story. We were a handful of bored high school students who were more concerned about their leisure activities than their A-level grades, because we all love to play football. So we wanted to found our own club, and we had to find a name. At that time, Baghdad in 1973 was synonymous for with the fairy tales of 1001 Nights. And because we wanted to play international and fabulous football, Baghdad fit very well. And the duck is an animal with positive connotations, always swims on top and never sinks. So we found the combination fitting and therefore decided on Baghdad Ducks FC.
Wow.
long story short.
And the motto is, you will never waddle alone. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. The motto is, you'll never waddle alone. Waddle because, well, we are ducks. Ducks waddle. That's number one. And you probably know the famous football song, You Never Walk Alone. That is sung
that's the Liverpool
song. Yeah. It came out of Liverpool, and now it's sung all over Europe. So we thought that this is something that is not only football related, because it describes what we are doing and what we are giving to our members. We never let them alone. When anybody needs help, we are there to help. We are there to support. And so we just act like any family, if you want. And we don't let alone our family members. So that is why You Never Waddle Alone is saying a lot of things, and not only is not only a football song.
Yeah. Stefan Schirmer of FC Enta Baghdad is winner of the Obermeier Award in the German Parliament. You can find out more about Stefan, his work, and the team at widenthecircle.org. Stefan, thanks so much for the time, and congratulations on the recognition.
Thank you very much. Have a funny day, Scott.